What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. We are here this week with a Japanese GP recap and associating motorsport news. Hello, Emma.
What
Is that funny?
I don't know, that's just the way you said it, like, and associating motorsport news, like you're not wrong, that's what we
No,
do.
I know. I've just never said it like that before.
Let's jump into the Japanese Grand Prix and how thrilling and exciting and edge of my seat, like Hannah's falling asleep.
Like, truly, I was so tired yesterday. Like, I don't even know why. I was just so, oh, I think this cam woke me up at like 7:30. So it was a long day. I was so tired. By like 5 o'clock, I'm like, oh my God, I need a nap. Or I could stay up and go to bed early. And then I watched a movie. I'll talk about that at the end. And then I was like wired. And then it was like midnight. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm staying up. So here I am thinking I'm wired enough to watch a 2 hour race at midnight. And then 13 laps in, no, I DNF'd.
You know what? Fair. I watched the first few laps and then, because I was at a social. So I was up anyway, and I was like, I'll just watch the first few laps. And I'll stay up for it. And nope. There was nothing to stay up for. Literally nothing to stay up for. And
Yeah.
even like I feel like that was the case all weekend. There were
Yeah.
a few instances that happened, like during pr one of the practice sessions. Jack, did you see about that?
Jack, he destroys a car. Like, holy
But
shit.
I'm still trying to make sense of it. Like, I guess so. I don't know which practice session it was. But he on the like the simulator, he was able to attack one of the corners like at full speed or something.
Okay.
And then he was like, if I can do it on the simulator, I can do it on the track. Nope. And just
No.
like crashes into the wall. He's okay, like thank God he's okay, and like he still participated in the race, like there he was fine. But I just think like that the I know racing sims are much more than a video game, like I know that, but that's how my mind correlates it, is like, oh, he tried something on a video game that worked, so now he wants to try it in real life and it didn't
Well,
work.
yeah, I mean, those simulators are like extremely accurate in terms of like how they have the car set up for race day. But yeah, that is like essentially like how it seems. But yeah.
I just want to know like what was going through his mind. Like, did he talk to his engineers first? Did he talk to anybody, or he was like, I'm
Well,
just gonna do it?
you do a track walk. That's the conversation that they're having with their engineer, is like, this is the apex of this corner. This is where I should be in terms of speed going into it. And normal, like it, I'm sure that that conversation happened. And I mean, the sim data probably made him and his engineer pretty confident in what he was supposed to do in that corner. But clearly,
Okay, he's okay. All
yeah.
right.
Also, Isaac was almost really not okay. Oh, that was in qualifying. Never mind. That was not in practice.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, nothing else happened in practice except Yuki at one point was like P4, P5. And then the next practice session, Liam was like P4, P5. So we had a little bit of back and forth there. But then, yeah, qualifying. I'm sorry. This weekend bored me. Like, is that mean to say? I love Formula
No.
One. I love motorsports. I got nothing out of this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I am here for the Max Verstappen revenge tour. Like, I'm pumped that he won, but and I think he put on a masterclass, but I was also bored by the weekend, and I don't think that's a hot take because everything I've seen on social media is that everyone was bored. So,
Everyone fell asleep. Everyone was bored.
yeah.
I was kind of expecting a wet race. I feel like some most of
Yeah.
us were. Same with Lando's engineers were expecting a wet race at some point. Maybe, who knows?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
I just have so many questions about McLaren. And like, can we talk about it? Can we talk about the race? I feel like we can. Like, was there anything else that we're missing from qualifying?
I mean,
Aside from
Isaac had a.
Max's killer lap to put him on pole.
Yeah, like, I mean, in qualifying, there are like a couple things. Like, Isaac almost seriously injured himself in Q3, but he made it to Q3. which was huge for him. And then he ended up having a weekend. And I just want that kid to, I'm going back and forth right now with really wanting him to succeed and then also wanting him to not succeed enough to get on Red Bull's radar quite yet. Because you just, I don't really want that for him at this
Nope,
moment.
that's fair. That we want to keep him in his little V-carb bubble for right now, and then he can go to a
But
different
then
team.
literally. And then yeah, like Yuki qualifying was like underwhelming, I would say.
Well, Yuki didn't
But
make it into Q2.
Q3.
No, Q3. Q2.
Q3, he started 14th. I thought he started 14th and Liam started 13th.
You're right. Kind of. He started 15th, Liam started 14th. So both, okay. Yeah, so for Yuki and Liam, they both made it into Q2, except Liam, his first time qualifying higher than Yuki all season. All
For the
season, it's
first
been three
time.
races.
Oh,
Yeah.
all season. Yeah.
All season. I'm sure Liam felt good about that. Like, I mean, to be fair, though, then we have Isaac starting P7. Like we're all eyes are on Yuki and Liam this weekend, and then Isaac Hajar is up here. We're like, oh right, he wants us to know who he is. I
I
respect
kind of
that.
love the fact that like there's no pressure on him right now. Like,
He's just driving.
yeah, like he had his little issue at the beginning of the season, and then I'm sure he put a lot of pressure on himself after that to perform, and maybe that's even still what's carrying him at like at this stage, but the focus is not on him, like 0% of it. And because of that, he's able to kind of just like fly under the radar and like have these sneaky, consistent performances. And like I said, I am extremely happy for him, but also Christian Horner, keep your eyes off.
Yeah, you don't get to claim Isaac Hajar right now, Christian, Red Bull,
Sorry.
Helmut Marko. You don't leave him alone, let him do his thing. He's happy, we're happy. That's it. That's all we ask. I
He's
just
he's right now the second top performing rookie, only second to Kimi Antonelli, who is setting records for being the youngest race leader. Like he's doing outstanding so far.
Yeah, Kimmy's on another level. Kimmy is also still in school.
Know. So I told you that at the
And
end
then
of last week's
it kept
episode.
popping up on my feed that like everyone is talking about Kimmy in school. And I'm like, well, this
Well,
is like
yeah, because he had an interview where he was like, I have to do my final exams this weekend, which right now I'm finding hard to schedule because, first of all, he's in Japan. Second of all, he's an F1
he's a
driver.
full-time F1 driver. Can you imagine being like, oh, I need to go write my calculus or my pre-cal exam,
Right? I
and
think it's so charming.
he's so
Like,
like he's
he's so sweet. Like, his mom wants him to finish school. So he's like, well, if my mom wants me to do it, no problem.
and like you see that a lot, I think, with like pro athletes when they're like at that age where a lot of them maybe don't drop out but like will put school education on the back burner. And so I think it's just adorable that he's still in school.
I know.
Still in school. Youngest driver, youngest rookie, youngest driver, I guess same thing. To lead a race and to get fastest lap, which they don't do points for anymore, but it's fine.
Which I kind of hate, not gonna lie. That's a Danny Ric rule. Like, that is a legacy left him, but I kind of hate that.
Yeah, I wish they kept it. I don't know why they got. I think if I don't out of anything you're gonna get rid of, everything you want to abolish in Formula One, you're gonna get rid of the fastest lap. Like that's
Yeah. Well, it was
there's
the Danny Ric issue last year with Lando and Max and him taking the fastest lap away from Lando. But you know what? If there was a fastest lap point still, Max and Lando would be tied. Well, actually, no, because Kimi got it. But they're only 1 point between Max and Lando
Is it
in
really
the
one point?
championship.
Oh, you're right.
One point.
62, 61. And then, wow. Okay.
We've got ourselves a championship, y'all.
Thank God.
Like, McLaren's not running away with it because you
Well, we'll
cannot
get to it.
ever count Max Verstappen out.
No.
And if they continue to botch strategy and driver order, hand somebody else a constructor's, probably not Red Bull, probably Mercedes, honestly.
No, I'm looking at it. I feel like Mercedes is the next Like, I mean, they're second in the championships because both drivers are performing well, whereas Max is carrying Red Bull because Red Bull has a huge question mark over that second driver's seat. But no, I agree. Like, I know that we're only three races in, I know that. But these last three races that we've seen with McLaren, well, some of it's just sometimes questionable. That's it. And like, I was watching the race. I turned it off because there wasn't any point, but I ended up waking back up and I put it back on, and it was the exact same order that we left in. Nothing happened. The most exciting thing was the pit lane exit, where that was like the closest Lando got to overtaking, which again was another strategy screw up, because if you have two drivers, McLaren had two drivers in P2, P3, why would you pit one of the drivers at the same time as Max? You have the opportunity to pit before Max, screw him over that way with an undercut.
Undercut, correct.
Undercut. And then you pit your other driver after Max. Give him a bit more strat, like give him a bit more of like advantage on those tires, because they're going to be a few laps newer. Instead, you're going to pit Lando at the exact same time at Max. Ruin like that pit exit. Like, I'm sure that wasn't good for his car going over the freaking grass. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, there was no strategy involved with like the pitting. Like,
I
you
agree.
have the perfect opportunity here to actually do something to make it a challenge for Max. Listen, I know that these engineers, like, they're listening in on what other teams are doing. It's not like it's everything's a secret on the grid. They would be able to tell when Max is probably going to be getting into that pit lane. So what's why? Like, why did you just ruin
Yeah,
it?
because when you do that, you're essentially putting the driver's strategy on your pit crew. Like, if that stop was slow, you have screwed your driver.
But
And you.
if you went in a lap or two earlier, less of a risk.
And they could have gone, like you said, they could have done both tire strategies, an undercut and an overcut, and see which one works out. And either way, a McLaren probably wins that race. But yeah, I don't know. The strategy was totally botched. And then the release, like, I mean, I don't know if you're gonna come in here and say like you thought that Max forced Lando off, but like it just wasn't effective, any of it.
I don't think Max forced Lando off.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what your opinion was on
No,
it.
I thought it was more like a racing incident. Like, the pit lane exit's always going to be tricky, especially if there's two drivers pitting the exact same time. I don't think Max pushed him off at all. No. I
No,
think
and
it.
I really haven't seen too many people online say
I
that
think it was
Max
just
did.
more like Lando literally didn't have anywhere else to go, but like, that pit lane exit, I'm sorry, it's kind of only made for one car at a time. Let's be real here.
You're trying to make an overtake in the pit lane. Like that's and at the very end of the pit lane because there's no room. McLaren, because they won the constructors last year, has the very first garage before you exit the track or to the track. So yeah, it just, I don't know, very odd,
But
very
then,
odd. And then they're still having an issue with driver orders.
I know.
Like this is 3 weeks we're talking about this now.
It's that okay? That confused me, because it was what, 53 laps, and I think I was at lap like 40 that I'm like, they have to switch. Like, Oscar has to take the lead. Lando, his pace is consistent, but he's not doing anything. He never ever once got into that DRS range with Max. There was only one DRS like zone on this track, first of all, which makes passing already very difficult. But if Lando's not catching up, he's not doing anything, you have a driver behind Lando being like, I think I could, fucking give him a chance. Worst comes to worst, he doesn't, switch him back. And
I agree.
instead, it goes lap 40, and it's lap 43, it's lap 46. And I'm like, now Oscar's chance is going downhill, because there's no way they're going to swap it with three laps to go. That gives him nothing. Like, that was just such a waste of a race for McLaren.
Yeah, I agree.
What you want to keep. You want Lando to be ahead of Oscar right now? How about let's try to stop Max? I think maybe let's just look at the bigger picture here.
We're still early enough in the season that it actually doesn't matter, like,
It
which one
really,
of your first wins.
really doesn't matter who's first, who's second right now. Let's
No.
just keep Max from getting first.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And Oscar continues to like play the team game and stay behind, but he is giving insight like I have more pace, and everyone could see that Oscar was putting more pressure on Lando than Lando was putting on Max. So everyone could see it, and I don't know if it's a I don't know. I don't know if Lando knew. I don't know if the communication between the team was just off or what, but it did seem like they said like hold for now, and then eventually Oscar kind of went for it on his own. I don't know whether he was given orders at that point. Again, it was a bit late and he didn't get the place. So
I don't know either. I really don't know. I want to sit on one meeting with that team and ask them who the fuck is in charge.
know.
Like, what's going on? Yeah, this was Max's race to win. I mean, this is his fourth win in a row here. Like, he's very good at this track. Granted, a lot of drivers are good at this track. They have a lot of experience. It's one of like the if you're in the Formula Series, that is one of the tracks that you race at. Or like,
Consistently.
yeah, what's the, like the ladder series, like those sort of things.
Theater
But
series.
yeah, that's it. Thank you. I don't know words today. It's cold. It's whatever. Oscar's birthday. Oh, I'm sorry. I just saw the news literally before I left to come record this about Carlos Sainz being
Oh,
fined 20,000 euros because he missed the national anthem, even though he had a literal stomach emergency.
He had a doctor's note as well to excuse him from the national anthem, and they still got fined.
Oh, but yeah, sure. Take away.
And before that, he also got an impeding penalty that gave him a 3-place grid drop. So, like, great fucking weekend for Carlos Sainz, right?
This is just not anyone's weekend, except Max's,
No,
I think.
literally only Max's.
Yeah. And
Maybe Charles
Isaac.
and Isaac and Kimi, I will say,
Okay, so
the
some of the
Mercedes.
drivers had a good weekend.
I think Ferrari's happy with fourth. I think they would have liked Lewis to be a little higher, but that's okay. The
Charles didn't
Mercedes
get
are
fourth.
no, Lewis, the Charles got fourth. Lewis got like seventh.
I thought he got. Oh, you're right. I got him mixed up. My bad. That's how it shows how much I was paying attention, I guess, during this race. It's great. I think Mercedes is gonna like just keep playing like under the radar.
Long
Like
game.
they're gonna. That's it. Like they're consistent. Like, and you know what? We saw this. I'm comparing it to IndyCar, but that's what Alex Palou, Colton Herta, like last year, those were the two drivers that were very consistent. Maybe they weren't winning every single race, but always finishing, always doing really well. And like Colton Herta especially just kind of kept moving up and up the ranks. And like, not that he was anywhere close to winning the season, but he like really surprised everybody. And I feel like Mercedes is going to do exactly that. Just very quiet, very stealthy. Do you remember what your predictions were? Because I don't.
I had Lewis on the podium, so that didn't happen.
Had
I had
Kimi on the
Oscar
podium.
on the podium, that did happen, and I think I had Max winning, I think.
I think I had Max winning too, but I had Kimi on the podium and that didn't happen.
Oh, right.
I was rooting for him though.
But you know what? Yeah, like I think Mercedes is in a little bit of a dream scenario right now where their car's fast. There's no turmoil within the team.
They
Like
know who the number one driver
they
is.
know exactly. There's no drama there. And I think it's just like a good scenario. They're faster than the Ferraris. They are not as fast as the McLarens, but they're faster than the second Red Bull. So the constructors, in theory, if this continues, should be theirs this season.
Yeah,
If
if
McLaren continues
McLaren
to
keeps
watch.
messing up their strategies,
Right.
Mercedes is going to come in and just swoop it,
Right.
grab it, steal
Which,
it.
like, you know what? McLaren, I mean, a double podium is great. That's great. But this is the thing with McLaren. Even last year when they had that 1-2 in Austria, it's like these results are clouded by concern for the future because they're good in theory, but they should be better.
Yeah. It's like it's how they we know that McLaren's like a good team, and they proved that last year. And so the fact that all three races right now that we've had this season and like ends with everyone being like, okay, but what's going on? Like, this is great, but what is going on? Like, this is not, like, that says a lot. Like, no one has a lot of faith in McLaren right now because everyone is just kind of think they're everyone's like tense. We're like, we don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. We don't know who to root for. They don't know who to prioritize. Like, it's just sloppy is the only way to say it. As that being said, I
And
love Lando. I want him to get his championship this year. And I want a competition. Like, I want him and Max fighting for it, which like they probably are, but there's still just questions about McLaren overall.
because Oscar Piastri is right in there. And if later on the season, if that battle between Lando and Max heats up, we saw it last year. There's incidents, there's track incidents, there's stuff that'll happen that maybe makes one of those drivers fall down the order. Oscar could end up coming in there and being like a really sneaky contender for the WDC this year. So yeah, I don't know. I think this is, you know what, we're three races in, so nothing is really too serious quite yet. But it's just telling because this is how McLaren left off last season, and like we said a couple weeks ago, they should have sorted this out over the off season. Have those tough conversations. Figure out what you're going to do. If it, is it based on one driver or the other, or is it based on pace? Because they've now showed us twice it's not really on pace because they should have made two swaps already this season that they didn't make. So I don't know. I literally do not fucking know.
We don't know.
But I can imagine it's turmoil within, or like tense at least within, and that's not a great environment. And that's why I'm saying Mercedes is not dealing with that. And that's why they probably are in like a dream scenario at the moment.
Mercedes is on top of the world. They're taking every finish as like a win, honestly.
I think so.
They're walking past the McLaren garage being like, we don't need to deal with whatever they're dealing with. We're happy, we're content, no one's bothering us. We have good drivers, we have good pace. Good for you, McLaren, or good for you, Mercedes. I'm not like a huge Mercedes fan, but like good job, Mercedes. You're on
I know.
something.
I don't know. I go back and forth on Mercedes. I like Kimi a lot, and like I don't have an issue with George. So, and I love Toto. So like I'm not necessarily a Mercedes fan. Like they're not who I root for, but I am happy that this is what's happening.
Sorry, I just had a heart attack.
I saw it
My
happen.
poster fell, guys. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
No,
You
that's
are.
okay. I'm pretty much done. I'm saying it's all good.
You're not a Mercedes fan, but you're not a Mercedes fan.
I'm not actively rooting for their downfall.
Okay. Okay, moving on.
What happened to your guy this weekend?
Literally, qualifying comes. I'm watching it. I'm locked in 1 a.m. Like I can't go to bed. I'm watching it. And then I'm like, all of a sudden, Lance Stroll just doesn't move from P20. And then in the race, he has that early as hell like pit stop. And I'm like, who is this benefiting right now? I'm sorry, I'm yelling. But I was like, we started off so good these last two races. All you had to do was just beat Alonso. And you can't even, you're P20, you're starting P20. I'm embarrassed. You're embarrassed. Aston Martin's embarrassed. What, Lance? What? What? You can do better than that. Listen, I need you to prove to everybody that you can do better than that. I know you can do better than that. That was horrible. I don't want to be your
This
fan
was
right now. I'm sorry.
one
I'm
of
like,
the worst showings, I will say.
that was just not it. And then there was a point in the race where he was lapped by like the top three drivers, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is like that's your man? Yeah, I guess. Like, that's my man. Moving over to make room for the winners. Like, oh my God, it was so embarrassing. Like, I can't. I'm
You're
just.
literally giving that line from "I can fix him." No, really, I can.
Don't think I
Anyways.
can. I don't think. Anyway, we don't have to talk about it very long because I'll start crying. But
No, that's
I'd
fine.
expect better in Bahrain next week. If I swear to God, I can't. I can't.
I think Bahrain is 2 weeks away. So I think next week is
Oh,
just Long Beach.
it's a triple. Like it's three races back to back. It's this week.
Really?
Yeah. April 11th to 13th. Like the race is on April 13th. Bahrain. And then we got Long Beach.
Oh, yeah, you are correct.
And then right after, like next weekend, there's another race. So we have three F1 races back to back to back.
Yeah, wow, okay. Well, lots of racing to watch.
Lance, get your shit together.
Next weekend, good thing I'm still here in the States with not a whole lot to do on the weekends because I'm gonna watch a lot of racing.
I'm excited for Long Beach. I'm excited for Bahrain. I like Bahrain. Like, I like that track. It's typically
Yeah,
given
me
us pretty good, like, good racing before. Oh. And
yeah.
then.
I don't know if there was really anything else about like this race to chat about, like
Nope, it was boring. That.
yeah.
I was.
Mean, we have to give props to Max, like a master
He's.
class.
Yeah.
Like he just is, yeah, just so dominant. It's and did you hear how excited he was on the radio when he got pole? Like, I
Yeah.
haven't heard that excitement from him in a while. He was like genuinely screaming.
Yeah, he's ex he, like as he should be. Like
Right.
it's probably a good moment for him. Like he started off the
Yeah.
season compared to the last two, like not well. I mean,
Yeah.
granted, not well is in Max standards, like not first. So if
Right.
I were him, I'd be like, I would take that pole position as a win. And he
Yeah,
did. He
no, he
literally
was
converted it
pumped.
into a win.
Yeah.
Good for you, Max. He's a
Yeah,
great driver.
and yeah. Yeah, just I got my Max jersey on today.
Have a horse shirt on today.
Horse?
Horse. New Hampshire
I used to be a
Riding
horse girl.
Academy. I know, and I put it on because I'm like, Hannah likes horses. I put it on for you.
The male gaze, no.
For Hannah's gaze. I don't have anything else to say about this race. I got nothing.
I
This
don't
is.
have anything else to say either. It
Like, it was a
is
quiet
quite
week
late.
news rise, like news
Yeah.
wise. We didn't, like, I truly,
Which, you know what? We needed a break. The
I'm
week
okay
before
with
that was a
that.
little bit wild.
Like, it's okay. Like, we're
Yeah.
still kind of reeling from the Liam Yuki situation, trying to
Yeah.
make sense of that.
Yeah.
I will say in the race, though, Yuki did finish ahead of Liam.
Yes, he finished in
So,
12th.
yeah, no points though. So right now it's still Max carrying all the points for Red Bull. But he didn't finish P19, P20. So props to Yuki.
Ollie Bearman also in the point again. Proud of him.
I think Ollie Bearman is doing better than
Don't say it.
Isaac. Then what?
Oh, then Isaac?
I think so.
Well, I mean, Isaac didn't start the first race, so
You're correct.
that could be it.
But yeah, I don't know. I like these rookies.
But I mean, I love to see Ollie outperforming Esteban.
We all love to see it. It's so
I
nice.
love to see Kimi doing well. I love to see Isaac doing well.
No, I like these rookies. Like I want them all to do well.
Great rookie class. Great rookie class. Gabby had a tough weekend. He kind of slid through some damp area off the racing line and fell back a bit, but he didn't also start that high up, so
There's also
it.
it is steak,
And then
so
Jack was, you know what? Did you get April Fool's by anyone? Irene April Fool's me. I thought Jack was getting replaced.
Irene's so okay, we have a friend Irene, based in New York, and her she posted on her story, like it's like a resharing post, and it was like the F1 breaking Jack to replace for Japanese Grand Prix or something like that. And I messaged her and I was like I believed it for that half second, and then I was like, right, it's April 1st.
I tried to click on it,
Yeah,
you know,
I
and then I
couldn't click
couldn't,
on
and then
it.
I was like, because she also did a post from Alpine, the thank you Jack post,
Yeah.
and I was like, fishy, but she had me,
She
she
had
had me
me.
for a second,
She
and she
had
had
me.
people on TikTok too because she made a TikTok about it, and the comments were like, OMG, you had me for a second, and I was like, yeah, that kind of
Listen.
sucked.
She was on it. I take everything like with caution on April 1st. And there were a lot of like movie announcements too that day. And I was like, I cannot believe any of this right now. And I'll look at it tomorrow to see if it's still true. Then I saw a beauty influencer announce that she was dropping a line of toilet paper. And I'm still not sure if that was true or not. Like, I literally was like, I still don't know.
Not sure. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that's probably a joke,
But she
but
had a whole like ad campaign for it. Like, it looked so real. I'll Google it after. I have no idea. Anyway, thanks, Irene, for scaring us. Appreciate it.
yeah, scared the shit out of me. I didn't really get April Fool's other than that. What is something you're obsessed with right now? What's your hyperfixation?
I just
Don't
got
say
it.
nothing.
I was about to say something and then you cut me off. Well,
Sorry.
now I'm gonna say nothing. I don't have a hyperfixation this week. Just kidding, I do. It's I just got the new Hunger Games book, Sunrise on the Reaping. So I started reading it yesterday. And I'm just really excited to read it tonight.
Yeah, okay. I heard it was very good. I only purchase paperback books, so I will be waiting, but I cannot wait to like see the film too that'll come out next year.
Know. Next November. I know. I'm so excited. Like, I love like it's like Suzanne Collins, like she's an incredible, like the Hunger Games world captivated me when I was in like middle school, right? Middle school. So I'm like, I love that it's just, it keeps going, you know? Like we just had I just watched Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes
So good.
today. Like I got home and I was cleaning and I put it on. So I was like, oh, I just like before I read, like I want to like get back into that. I never actually read Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, but I need to, and I will. But I'm gonna read this first. I'm so excited. That's my hyperfixation, is this book. What about
Good
you?
one. Well, before I say my hyperfixation, maybe I'll ask you and maybe I'll ask the pod listeners, but so I'm conflicted because the Hunger Games just came out with, or Suzanne Collins just came out with a limited edition Hunger Games 10-year anniversary, 10-year anniversary set of books. They're fucking beautiful, okay?
Okay.
They're so pretty. And actually, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes comes in it too. So it's the first three and then that one. And I want them. And I almost bought them. Like literally the other day, I had them all in my basket at Target. But then I was like, okay, but for continuity purposes on my bookshelf, I cannot have these three look beautiful and then just
Rise on the reaping it.
Sunrise on the Reaping in like the normal Hunger Games book. So what should I do? Do we think they'll put out a copy of Sunrise on the Reaping in that beautiful like book livery or what?
Book livery. Cover art? Is
I
that what you mean to say?
think livery,
Book
Stan. We
livery.
are a motorsport
I think you should wait. I think
podcast.
that they're going to come out with another collection of all the books, and it's probably even going to be better. But like, wait, because what if it doesn't? You'd be
I
so
know.
mad. You'd be
I'll
so
be so
mad.
pissed.
So I say wait.
Okay. The rest of you can also tell me what you think, but for right now, I think I am in a holding pattern. But it has been stressing me out, which is kind of ridiculous.
Annoying. Okay, what's your hyperfixation?
Okay.
Is it another movie?
Yes.
Okay.
But this one has nothing to do with F1. And Emma, I think that you would love this film. I watched Anora last night. Anora won best film at the Oscars this year. Mikey Madison, the main character, won best actress this year at the Oscars as well. It was outstanding.
I've heard good things
Here's my
about it.
cat. Oh my God, it was so good. Here's my caveat. I watched it and there was no subtitles. And like, here's the thing. Probably a third of the movie is in Russian. I thought it was like a artistic choice for them to not put subtitles.
Why didn't you just click caption?
The program I was watching it on didn't I tried putting subtitles on it, it didn't actually work. So I
You
am
just
going to
made
watch
it.
it
You were like,
again.
I think I know what's going on.
Look, I thought it was like one of those things where like you get enough, because it was like broken English mixed with some Russian, but then there were parts that were like entirely in Russian. So I thought it was like one of those artistic choices where like you just get enough of what you need to know and like the rest of the conversation in Russian doesn't matter. And I actually still am unclear on whether there actually is subtitles. when it was seen in theaters and whatnot. So I'm gonna purchase it or rent it from a reputable source and see if there's subtitles, because I feel like I liked the movie enough that when I couldn't understand probably a third of it. So how much more will I like it if I can really get
Okay. I get it.
it?
You're so weird.
I know. I didn't even.
I'm always down to watch movies like from other countries. Like I there's so much more than just what Hollywood has to offer, but I need subtitles. So if you can
Yeah.
find one with subtitles, I'll watch it.
I will. I think it is an American film because Sean Baker, I believe, is American. But the characters,
Russian.
a lot of the characters speak Russian. So, I either way, like, it was a 5 out of 5 on my Letterboxd. It's the only film I've rated 5 out of 5
Really?
this year. Mind
Wow.
you, I am not a movie critic. I have watched 7 movies this year. That is not a lot. I don't watch movies. But this one was, I saw Josh talked about it last week on his Instagram, and then I was like, okay, I've heard good things. Josh said it was good. I'm gonna watch it. And wow,
And
so
you might
good.
even like it more.
I might even like it more if I rated it a 5 out of 5 on Letterboxd and I couldn't understand it. Like, we can only go up, but
It
there's nowhere to
literally, yeah,
go.
it only goes up from there. Amazing.
Maybe I change my rating to lower until I can
Maybe until you fully
understand.
understand it.
Yeah.
I want to give a puppy update.
Oh, I was going to ask you for a dog update.
Okay, so puppies are not ready to be adopted yet. They still have like another week to go. Except I did meet someone yesterday at the shelter where they're currently staying who really, really wants to adopt Tyre. And she's like planning on keeping the name. Just one of the cute black dogs. She's
They're
like,
back at the shelter now? Okay, so you guys don't have them anymore.
no. And then my sister is actually just adopted Enzo.
She did? Oh my gosh, I knew she wanted to, but I knew Luke was like on the fence about it.
So she adopted Enzo. They brought him home yesterday. I'm gonna go see him as soon as we finish recording. He's just a little chunky boy. Sam doesn't love the name. Luke likes it, and they end up just calling him Chunk anyway. But his name is Enzo. They're not changing the name, so I feel really good that I named their dog.
Oh,
And so
that makes
I
me
was like,
so
I
happy.
know, like it's so it's nice that Enzo is like still in the family. And then I also met the person who's going to adopt Tyre, and she seems very sweet. So, like, these puppies are going to go to the best homes. And then when I
Oh my
saw
God.
them yesterday, like, I went over to the shelter to, like, go see them. Ford, I swear Ford recognized me. Like, he just would not leave me alone. And I just picked him up and I was like, I miss you. I love you. And, like, him and Boston, I was like, I can't let you guys go. Like, you
Yeah.
guys are my babies.
I
Anyway, those are
was
the puppy updates.
fairly convinced that your mom was going to adopt Midnight.
She's still
Like the mom.
here, she's still at the
She
house.
is. She's still
Midnight,
there.
the mom dog is still at the house. I don't know what their plan is, but I love her too. So.
Yeah. Well, I saw her comment back to someone was like, "Oh, is this going to be a foster fail?" And then she was like, "Nope, not this time. Like, not for us. Like, she'll find a great home." But I feel like she's slowly like winning your mom over.
Absolutely. No, it's yeah, bless my mom for fostering. Like,
Yeah,
it's so fun. And
literally.
but yeah, anyway, that was a puppy update.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy that you gave us an update. That is so good.
I can't wait to see Enzo. I'll post him on the story later.
He was one of the bigger ones, too.
He's huge. Him and Ford are huge boys. Like, they're like, which is fitting, honestly, because like both big, like Enzo Ferrari, like huge. Ford also huge. It makes sense that these dogs are like, they're very fitting to their names, for sure.
So good. I'm so happy. You'll have to keep us updated on the rest of them.
I will. Don't worry.
All right.
That
Well,
it? I know. I feel like that's it. It's a short episode again this week. Sorry, guys. But we got a lot
short
to talk about next week.
episode, but next week will be a long one.
And
So,
probably a later episode because I get back Tuesday. So.
you're not coming back till
We
Tuesday?
come back Tuesday morning. Yeah.
Damn, that'll be so much fun.
Out, walk around.
I'm jealous. I won't be there, but Hannah will be there. That's all I'll
Who?
say.
Oh, Hannah will be there. Hannah will be
But
there.
I won't.
No, you won't, but Hannah will.
But Hannah will.
And we can just stop it there.
Just we'll leave that to the imagination.
Okay. This was, are we done? I think that
Yeah, we can.
this was a boring week in motorsports. Congratulations, Max.
We are a track dog.
Good job for now.